I'm sorry, we pulled 14, so we are down to, and we did 17, so we have, what, 18?
All right.
From the Interim Director, Department of Health and Human Services, and the Interim Director, Department of Human Resources, submitting an informational report regarding the transition of the Department of Health Services employees and the Department of Children and Family Services employees to the state. This item was also referred to the Committee on Health and Human Needs, informational only, unless otherwise directed by the committee. Health and Human Needs took no action regarding this item.
Thank you. Ms. Lyde, thank you for coming. And I will note, before we get into this discussion, that the chairman had sent a copy of a letter to me, and I think everybody got a copy, that he's going to formally refer something to Corp Council and to this committee for next cycle. So if you can just brief us in with what you have so far. And
Okay. Well, I think I'll let Ms. Richards kind of start out as the Interim Human Resources Director.
Well, since January 2009, which you know, the state had taken over or has taken over the management of the income maintenance program over in DHHS. That does include IM staff as well as child care program staff. As a result of the 2011-2013 state budget, the state will be taking over the full composition of staff to become state employees. There's a process involved in that takeover of staff, and that on the DHS side, staff will be required to interview for positions and will be selected. This all should take place or be in place by December 31st of this year. Whereas on the child care side, the DCF side, we were notified in late August that DCF would be converting all county employees to state employees as of October 1st. Now, we were all involved in meeting with the state and trying to work out, you know, the county's position on benefits, retirement, things of that nature. It has become accelerated in the past couple of weeks, and that we're working very hard to get this information out to staff as soon as possible in terms of what the county's position is, employee benefits and things of that nature. What we know so far about the transition on the income maintenance side is that they have interviewed and have made selections in terms of who they're going to take as state employees. We have been kept up to date as far as their next wave of appointments, which I'm told will be probably early October. On the child care side, it's very contentious at this point. There was a temporary restraining order put in place. I don't know the status of that. We don't know what the outcome of that is. However, we were asked to give this report, and that's pretty much, you know, where we are.
I think I'll just add a couple things. I think one of the things that makes this a little challenging, as you know, the budget was just passed July 1st, so we were working on a time frame to try to get some answers to that staff, you know, within the next couple of weeks or so, and then we got a letter at the end of August saying that the DCF staff were going to be also transferred to the state effective October 1st, which gave a little less than about 30 days, I think, to really find out some very complicated issues, issues around pension benefits, issues around unemployment, what happens to individuals who currently have met the rule of 75 if they move to the state. So we have had a work group that has met a couple of times to try to identify as many of the questions and different circumstances that individuals might be in to really look at what would be the best position for the county and how we could be least impacted. I want to also add that the agreement, the temporary injunction that was filed by DC 48, is because they have an agreement with the state that they are saying does not end until 12/31. And that agreement, some of you may remember, Milwaukee County was not involved in. It was an agreement that was established with DC 48 and the state at that time. Mm-hmm. And included in that agreement, the state has the ability to hire, fire, terminate, discipline employees. And on the DHS side, they had been paying Milwaukee County unemployment compensation for individuals that they terminated. So I think we have a mix of issues that we've been trying to sort out. Mr. Mansky has been very helpful. He, you know, has tried to put all this together, you know, answered the questions he could from his perspective. And Corporation Counsel, Mr. Grady, has also kind of weighed in. And we believe that we will have a document by the end of Monday, a fact sheet, kind of a QA, that we could give to staff. But there are also some issues, I think, that we need to get resolved and understanding with the state about their willingness to pay us, like what happens if an individual decides they're not going to go to the state, who is responsible for paying unemployment compensation. So we do have some issues that we really need the state to hone in on. And actually, it's been our recommendation that once we have Corporation Counsel kind of weigh in, give us an opinion, that we would send a letter saying this is our understanding of how we're going to proceed, and if we don't hear from you, we will assume that this is how we'll move forward. On the DCF side, one of the major differences is that they have created positions for all of the individuals here in the county, and on the DHS side, it is a competitive employment process. So there will be some individuals that are currently now working in the county that they may elect not to take. And then I think the last issue is grappling with the positions. At what point in time do we abolish them? Do we unfund them? Is that right after, you know, they leave in October? Do we wait to 12/31? But again, I think we have to see what happens, what the judge determines on the temporary injunction that's filed. And then we don't have any information at this point. I think there might have been a decision today, was there, this afternoon? But we don't know the decision of that at this point.
Supervisor Rice?
Yes, we discussed this in Health and Human Needs yesterday. And the only two just additional points. One is the other point you may have mentioned is just the bumping rights of these employees mm-hmm. who do not go to work for the state. Is there opportunity to bump into another position with the county? And so, I mean, we all recognize, I think, the need to be communicating with them. And I understand the department's working diligently in trying to get that information to them as soon as possible. Obviously, the state's driving the bus on this thing, you know, and I think that was the point that the chairman made. Oh, the other point was just that one of the employee representatives provided testimony in which he expressed concern about the county board directing lobbyists to lobby in favor of the changes that took place in the state government. Mr. Cooley came in shortly thereafter and indicated that at no point did the chairman's office direct any buddy on the lobbying side yeah. to be over there and be advocating on behalf of these changes. So, I mean, I think it's unfortunate that the timing is such that it is, and I think Ms. Richards heard, you know, loudly the concerns, the legitimate concerns of these employees for some degree of, you know, greater information that they can make sound decisions on, and I know that they're working on getting that to them.
Supervisor Lipscomb?
Yeah, I just wanted a clarification on, you know, when we think the memo's on Monday, do we have a sense that we're going to, obviously, there are a bunch of those issues that we're not going to know yet, but particularly with respect to employees' individual rights to bumping rights or you know, what openings we have available that are comparable that they might be able to move into. Some open positions. So, do we believe we've got a firm handle on that, and will that be included, or is that not something we're adequately able to address yet?
Well, we have not. Mr. Chairman and Supervisor Lipscomb, we have not communicated that to employees as of yet, and we of the information in our document to staff. So that's something that we're working on now. It'll be a part of our information.
Would we be copied on that? I don't want to try to figure this out for anybody, but I do want to see the kind of information that employees get, because I do get calls, and I have gotten calls, and I told them, call HR, I can't possibly,
mm-hmm.
but I do want to understand the kind of information they get, so I would like to.
Yeah, well, and I think it's a complicated issue, because you have a lot of different things involved, as well as legal questions as to what exactly are they entitled to, and who do they have a contract with? I mean, it's unfortunate the employees were caught in the middle of this, but their representation, basically created a mess.
Asking
and now
the state contract.
Coming back to us to try to straighten it out. And it's unfortunately, employees are caught in the middle of this. Anybody have anything else to say?
I just wanted to say that we have gotten answers from our perspective, the county's perspective, with respect to all of these issues. There's a few things the state hasn't filled in on the transition and cost sharing and things like that. I don't know how much of that you want to go into today. I'm happy to do that. I guess we're in open session. But
if we know it and it's in the memo, then I'll see it soon enough.
Okay. I think some things related to this issue will be coming up down the road in the future as well. Okay. All right, that concludes our meeting today. I'm sorry to keep you so late, ladies.
Thank you.
Staff, and the committee, too. We worked you like rented mules.